If you ever feel lonely, just remember the NSA is always there. Watching, looking, listening, and quietly stalking your every move. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Computer surveillance seems appropriate for 1984, and unfortunately, the wave of the future. Millions of tax dollars are spent on this type of computer surveillance, a disgusting procedure for a professed free society. Why is it that it's so difficult to defend freedom consistently across the board?
Welcome. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Wednesday. You're officially halfway through your week. Congratulations. And of course, welcome again to all of our global listeners and listeners around the country as well. And let me just tell you, Melissa's going to join me in the next segment. And I have a really, really special guest. I'm so excited about this, actually, because I know all of you know, because we've talked about it so many times on the show, how at risk we are and how much NSA spying is going on and our emails. I don't even want to pretend that we know everything we need to know about the spying that's going on and your email accounts and what's going on with them. And there is such a wonderful solution. And I want to talk to Sally Pays about this. She is the expert over at StartMail. StartMail is something that I found that I just was so impressed with. And that's why I wanted to tell all of you about it, because I just thought it was amazing. I actually have a StartMail email address, katedaly@startmail.com. And I'm loving this, and I'm transferring a lot of things there, because I am telling you, I know we're being spied on. Welcome to the show, Sally. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. So tell everyone about the creation of StartMail, because that's what intrigued me in the very beginning when I was looking for an encrypted, secure email provider. Please tell people about the creation of this.
I will indeed. So StartMail is a privacy-first email service that keeps your email, your inbox, and your personal information safe. We are based in the Netherlands, and we actually launched the product in 2013 by our founders. And our founders, Robert Bain and David Bodnick, actually founded our sister company, StartPage, in 2006. Mm-hmm. But back to StartMail, we've been on a mission to spread email privacy and protect customers from advertisers, mm-hmm. really important that you already mentioned, government surveillance, spam, phishing, a number of bad actors, as we say. And today, StartMail is used by tens of thousands of people around the world who really believe that privacy is a fundamental human right and that we need to protect our privacy. And I think, getting back to a little bit about the founders, mm-hmm. Back in 2006, when we did StartPage, we realized that search engines were collecting all this data about people.
Right.
And StartPage was one of the first search engines, certainly the most effective private search engine, that understood the risks and took online privacy very seriously. Mm-hmm. And we made sure that searches could not be kept, they couldn't be stored, you couldn't be profiled, because we know how important customer information and customer privacy is to protect so people aren't exploited.
Oh, I love this. I mean, it's the importance of email privacy. It's mm-hmm. how does StartMail differentiate itself from all the other email providers? Because the first thing that I noticed about StartMail was the founder. This was not the typical situation in which these types of things come from. And I loved that because it was so different. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's all kinds of email providers. People use a lot of Gmail or Outlook or all of these different ones. And so what are the main, how does it differentiate itself from all
of those? I think that people in general, oftentimes, I think people are more aware today because mm-hmm. of all the vulnerabilities and data breaches that have happened. But people used to expect that security and privacy were part of sending an email. But the right. truth of all that is that sending a standard email through one of the better known email public companies it's comparable to sending a postcard. So there's no envelope, there's no protective barrier that shields the content of your message or mm-hmm. What you're sending from the people on the internet. So anyone can really intercept this, look at the information here. And these other email companies, they keep logs of your email. They keep logs of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And one email, you know, doesn't so much a story make, but I think where it really hit home for me is looking at a data breach about 10 years ago where a very, very well-known email provider leaked information, and you could follow search history and email messaging from early diagnosis of cancer through to looking up and finding information about burial and death. And what that can mean in the hands of advertisers and government means that someone who's vulnerable is more likely to spend money on certain things, and people are taken advantage of. So I think it's very, very important that this information be protected at all costs.
I know some people go with Proton. I never trusted Proton, and I don't know, I just never did. So when I saw Start Mail, I got very, very excited about this because you guys have all kinds of privacy features that you're not going to find in a lot of other places. Can you please tell people about that?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, while we applaud all private email services, we definitely have some differentiating factors. And I think one of the best things about Start Mail is the automatically on PGP encryption. And PGP, which is in my mind a little bit of a misnomer, stands for pretty good privacy. In reality, it's pretty much ironclad, and it's very, very strong encryption. And it used to be that you had to be very technical in order to work PGP encryption. And what we were able to do is make this level of encryption very, very easy to Start Mail users, that you just create a passphrase and it creates a key for you that locks and unlocks your email. So I think that's one of the things. Secondly, there are, compared to some of our competitors, you specifically mentioned Proton, there are some tools that allow you to have, for example, email on your smart device, and that's called an IMAP service, and their service is called Bridge. And we just found that it was unreliable and would disconnect. And we just find that email is a very, very important part of many people's lives, and you need to have that always on and up. And ours is very, very consistently up and certainly reliable.
Right. I love that. I love this. I really do. And you know what? It's super user-friendly. I actually really love that about it. Much more user-friendly than the other ones I've got. And so as far as data legislation, this is based in the Netherlands. And what is the Dutch privacy legislation?
So Dutch privacy is one of the strongest privacy laws in the world. And it's centered not only around GDPR, which are very strong European privacy standards, but also Dutch privacy standards. And unlike a place like the United States that allows these major tech companies to scan, keep, log all this private information, you're not allowed to do that in the Netherlands and particularly in Europe. Most importantly also, is the way that we are very open about what our privacy policies are. If you read our privacy policy, it's very clear. It's not in legal speak. It's in typical, spoken language that regular people can understand. And I think that's really important.
Oh boy, do I love that. What are the plans? And I just really wanted people to understand that you could have secure email, that it does exist. And people can actually get 50% off on their email if you go to startmail.com/Kate, okay? Which I love because you're offering that, and that is, you can get that today. And all I'm saying is I have been searching for an email, an encrypted secure email, and I have a lot of sensitive information. And I didn't feel good about any of the other companies until I saw Start Mail. So you can always email me, katedaly@startmail.com. But what are the future plans for Start Mail? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so we have a few things that are coming. Mm-hmm. And just even to jump back into one of my favorite features, which is the alias. We have unlimited numbers of aliases, meaning that you can create a pseudo or a fake name and protect your inbox. So if you're looking for a sale, or if you're looking to subscribe to a newsletter, you can turn that on, subscribe, get that sale, and then turn it off and not be vulnerable to all of the marketing and all of the things that will come with someone having your real email address.
How cool
but
is
I think,
that?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, how cool is that? I love that. Go ahead, go ahead. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, and certainly ad-free. We it's mm-hmm. a paid service, so right. you will not receive any ads for sure. And then I think for some of the future plans, we're going to have unlimited. We have something called a custom domain. So if you had katedaily.com mm-hmm. and you wanted to provide an email service to your personal website, mm-hmm. We do have those and we'll be adding unlimited numbers of custom domains. So you could have okay. support at, invoices at, mm-hmm. sales at, you know, whatever it is that you wanted to add to your individual website. So that's one thing. Additional storage. So we'll have 30 gigabytes of email storage for every account. And I think also important for many of the people that listen to your show are family plans. So you can get an additional 25% discount for every additional email nice. On your family plan. And we think that that's just a really smart way to mm-hmm. make sure that your entire family is protected with private email.
I know a lot of people out there think that, well, I have a free email, so I'm fine. No, you're not fine. You are not mm-hmm. fine out there. You're going to, and it's not, it's so affordable too. But let me just say, you're going to have to go a direction where your stuff isn't getting spied on all the time, where it's user friendly, mm-hmm. but it's still, it's a situation that you can trust. An encrypted secure email is so important moving forward. And I'm really going to encourage all of you to do this because I've been searching, and sometimes, you know, with some of these freebies out, they're not free because they're advertising to you and they are trying and they're taking your data and your information. We have got to be more proactive in this, and you can get 50% off. Just go to startmail.com/Kate. This is so worth looking into, so worth doing. And I've got my email there too. I am picky. And I love these guys. This is why I asked Sally to come on. Sally, thank you so much. Sally Pace. I really appreciate you to kind of telling people about this because I don't think people know. So I love it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I'll be right back. More with Melissa when we come back, and reaching 26 million on SoundCloud, by the way. That is really, really, really cool. I'm really excited about that. 26 million. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Stay with me.